So my guests this afternoon are the lovely Hinda and the lovely Will from the new charity fund for Brentwood. What's its full name again?
The Community Charity Fund for Brentwood.
Yeah, you've got to sit closer to the mic, I'm afraid, darling. Put your headphones on. Can you hear all right in there?
Oh, yes.
Yes? Oh, wonderful. Hello, Will. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you, and excuse my tardiness.
That's fine.
I gave the excuse that I was stuck in traffic. To be honest, I was sitting in the car battling with my conscience because usually I come on the Michelle Ward show in the morning, and I'm feeling a little bit guilty about being here. I feel a bit like I'm cheating on her.
Right, so please don't feel guilty.
I won't.
Do you know why?
Go on.
She's not here.
No, she's not.
She's in her basement.
Okay.
Under a sun lamp.
Right. I was going to buy her a bunch of flowers just to ease my conscience, but
no.
I think she'll probably prefer a bunch of sausage rolls. No.
Yeah. She would, but we won't talk about that. We can talk about all she likes, all we like. She's not listening.
Okay, good.
there's no electricity apart from the one bulb, sun lamp bulb in the basement of her house.
Right.
So, and she's got her mum running errands for her. So that's all right then. Don't feel guilty.
Okay.
You're more than welcome here anytime on any of our shows, except for Stuart's.
Okay.
All right, you're barred from Stuart's show. Well, no, Stuart's barred from having you as a guest. You're barred from your own show.
Tell
you
bye, Stuart.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. So let's talk shop then.
Okay.
Let's talk about you. You are an ex-mayor of Brentwood.
Indeed, past mayor is the title we use.
Past mayor?
Yeah, not old mayor.
Oh.
Not ex-mayor, but past mayor.
Did I let you keep the chain?
No, that's that belongs to the public. That belongs to the realm, if you like. So, yeah, it doesn't belong to individual mayors.
It's just, yeah, so one size fits all.
Indeed.
Are you in Michelle's advert when she said, what's a mayor's chain called?
No, I don't believe I am, no. I missed out on that one.
She's got an advert, a promo, and it's just little clips of her show, and it goes, what's a mayor's chain called? And everyone goes, a chain.
the chain of office.
So anyway, you're Brentwood born and bred.
Yep.
You've been the mayor of Brentwood,
yep.
And while you were mayor, you thought of this charity.
Indeed.
Okay, tell me more.
Okay, so one of my engagements that I took on when I was deputy mayor,
yeah,
was visiting a charity called The Gates in London Road.
Okay,
and there they had a barbecue, which was not very well attended, and I asked them, you know, with all the space they have, why haven't they got, you know, more people here? And they said it's literally they had £100 to buy a burger and buns.
Right.
And so they could only invite so many people to the event.
Yeah.
So it started me thinking, well, maybe if we gave them some more funds, more seed money, they could put on a better event,
yeah.
And you know, invite more people. It would give them more exposure. So that's what I started thinking. Well, we could start up a charity that would do that. So we put on community inclusive events. We put on the Rat Pack at your neighbours in the Brentwood Centre last year.
Oh, nice.
November. We had about 700 people turn up to that. It was very, very good.
Wow.
Very big night. And
so for an event like that, obviously you sell tickets.
Yep.
You've got the did the venue look after you?
They did, indeed.
Okay,
they did.
So
they looked after us. But
so you've got the venue to pay, but not full whack, which is nice.
Yeah.
You've got the Rat Pack to pay.
Indeed.
So whatever you make out of that goes back into the charity.
Indeed, yeah.
So did you have any other fundraising things going on that night, like a raffle or something, or was it just a concert?
No, it was just a concert that night, and it was just really to launch the charity, and we
right.
wasn't expecting to make a great deal of money from that. It was just to, you know, really launch the charity and get people's interest. And as I say, it was kind of community inclusive. It's not just like having a mayoral event, if you like, with
yeah.
between, you know, just, you know, the bunch of people that you circulate with. It's opening the doors.
I've attended a couple
yeah,
of those, yes.
Yeah. So, really, you got invited?
Oh, good. Yeah, really? Havering, Redbridge. Oh, yeah, they all know me around there.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, there's hope for us all. So, so what we wanted to do is...
Hang on, Michelle Waltering in. Yeah, you can have him back.
So yeah, we want to put on events that you know, anyone can come to. It's not an exclusive event, and so we're going to put on serious events throughout the year. And that the money that we raise through that, we're going to put into a pot and then distribute that. And we've got a first round of distribution in coming up Christmas time.
Lovely.
So we can start putting the money out to various charities, small charities. Maybe Phoenix themselves want to put a bid in. That would be rather nice for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's the idea. We also fund individual cases of need. If there's any sort of charitable social events that are going on, the projects that need help getting off the ground, then maybe we can fund those as well.
Lovely.
So, yeah.
So I've got here, you're set to distribute funds to deserving cases which come to your attention in the next few weeks.
Yep.
And there's a closing date of noon on Tuesday, the 12th of November.
Indeed.
Is that right?
Yep.
So people can still now apply. Yeah,
indeed.
Okay, and all you need to do is complete an application form, which is available for writing to CCFFB, care of Oscar Court, Fairfield Road, Brentwood, CM14 4LR.
Indeed, that's right.
Brilliant. And at this early stage, the trust development amounts available. First tranche, is it tranche or tranche, of awards will be a modest level, normally, what, around £500?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. Right, they could also email me at email@willrussell.co.uk.
email@willrussell.co.uk.
You got it.
Awesome. That's wonderful. So one of your events is this quiz night coming up.
Indeed.
Which Hinder is involved with.
Indeed.
We'll bring Hinder back in because we've already had some fun and frolics earlier on, haven't we? On air. So tell us about the quiz night then.
So it's our first quiz that we're running through the charity.
Yeah.
And it's at South Weald Parish Hall in London Road, opposite Mary Green Manor. Tables up to 8 people, but if people want to come along, we can always make tables. So if there's only a couple of people haven't got a table of 8, they can come and join another table.
Right. I knew you'd want to change that chair. I knew you'd want
Did
to change
Did you hear it banging
chair.
In the background?
No.
I didn't want you to think... Listeners to think it was something else going
that's
on.
That's my chair from the other studio. I don't know even know what he's doing in here. See, people bring things into the studio, they don't put them back elsewhere. Never mind, doesn't matter. So sorry, I've interrupted you, darling.
Right.
So you've got, it's the first event, it's charity quiz night, tables of 8.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to, 2 more people came along, you could accommodate.
Yeah, so if you haven't got a table of 8, you can come along and we can join you up with other
You can have a table of 6 if you wanted one. That's fine. Tickets are £7.50.
Yes.
Available from contacting you.
Yeah.
I'll give your phone number out again in a minute. Is there an email address as well to get you? Or the same as Will?
Yeah, same number, email.
Which was?
At willrussell.co.uk.
There you go. Which is wonderful. Email at willrussell.co.uk, or they can call you on, hang on, I've got it in front of me, sitting here, look, it's still here, sitting there. You can call you on 07912 057423.
Yeah.
I'll give that out again, 07912 057423. And don't forget to tell Hinda you heard about it here on Phoenix FM, and she'll know that we're doing a good job. So it's bring your own drinks, bring your own nibbles.
And nibbles, yeah.
Yeah, can people bring, if they want to bring food with them? It doesn't have to be nibbles if they want to.
They can have food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sausage rolls and
stuff. Sausage rolls, fish and chips.
Lovely. As long as they bring you some as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alcoholic, non-alcoholic beverages.
Awesome. And how long's the quiz run for?
Say probably a couple of hours.
Couple of hours?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's actually 7:30 for an 8 o'clock start.
8 o'clock start. Wonderful. And it's across the board?
Yes.
Yeah, so nothing specific, but it's all going to be fun.
Yeah.
Lovely.
And there'll be a raffle halfway through.
Wonderful. Have you got anything else planned coming up?
We've got some ideas about having a golf day and possibly a dinner in the future.
Oh, nice.
But what we want really is to get this quiz night off the ground and bring some more funds in, and then start concentrating in the new year on some good fundraising events.
Oh, well, that'd be good. So apart from us, obviously, you've put it out there, it's going out and about, you've got flyers and leaflets and newspaper stuff as well, so people can, if they can't get to phoenixfm.com and find all the information out from here, they can get out elsewhere.
I'm sure they'll be able to find it somewhere.
Yeah, lovely.
There's a Facebook page and a Facebook event.
Oh, there you go.
Charity event for Brentwood.
So is it the whole thing or the abbreviation?
It's the whole thing.
The whole thing. So that's, go to Facebook and type in Community Charity Fund for Brentwood. Like the page and you'll see all the information and all the events that are coming on.
Indeed.
Yes. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you. Before we go,
we want to
also, we're looking for people to get involved. So if anyone that wants to be a trustee or get involved, be a friends of, please come in and come to the quiz night and get involved, or email me for matters of interest.
Yeah.
And also, while I'm here, I've just been accepted on the board of Street Pastors,
who are
also looking for trustees. So anyone that wants to get involved in any sort of community spirited work, please drop us a line.
Oh, that's good.
That'd be great.
Do you have to be? Do you have to actually live in Brentwood for this, or do you just live just outside, round the corner, or it's got to be Brentwood people?
For the former, you can be in from anywhere, really.
Right,
And the Street Pastors, like they are all over the place anyway. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Lovely. I just wanted to clear that, because some people think, well, I'm enjoying what I'm hearing, but I live up the road in Hutton and that kind of thing. But
that's fine.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for coming in anyway.
No, thanks for having us.
Pleasure. And that's up on our events guide that goes out virtually in every show.
Excellent.
So people will hear about it. And it's just a shame that I'm working. I'm in Clacton that night. Otherwise, I'd have got a table. I'd do like a quiz. Do like a charity quiz, mate, but they'd like to talk about it, all right. But yes, otherwise, I wish you all the luck, and let's hope we've got more events to announce for you as well. And you're more than welcome to come back and promote all the others as well. Superb. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
And give our love to Michelle, please.
Oh, you've just done it. I'll put this up on the website and it will go out and she'll hear it. So
lovely.
Will Hinder, thank
Thanks
you very
for
much
having
for coming
us.
In. A pleasure.
Great.
This is Phoenix FM.